The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Good morning, Klein and Alley listeners. It is Friday. Pantyhose Greg here. I'm in the San Gabriel area. If anyone knows of a job for me, I'm unemployed and poor. I do panhandle for my marijuana and ask people to buy me food. I know it's really awful, but I would love a job, so let me know.
Thank you.
And check it out. It's Klein right now with the weekend song. Take it away, Klein.
You know this song, sing along.
You guys need to do more better.
Acid farts.
Yeah.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
Woohoo.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Oh my God!
Are you ready for the weekend?
She's a bitch!
Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where it's at. It's Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
I like the way you kiss me.
You little bitch.
And I'm a big girl.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
That'd be sick.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
I'm from New York. We from the home of a Derwent. Yes, I'm from New York.
I got a honey brother.
Yes, I'm from New York.
Klein Alley Show.
I never get to listen to you guys live, but I'm up early today. So excited. Double deuces loose. Dong dong. Rock 10 panty lines. Sweet divot.
Sweet divot.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your weekend. How the hell goes it? I just poured my coffee all over the place.
What?
Great start.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, it's a giant spill. When Fat Joe started rapping, I was laughing.
Oh, my God. It was so much worse hearing it just now.
Yeah, it got worse.
I don't know how it's gotten worse over time.
Completely threw me off, and I was, you know, I try to predict what clips Omar's going to play during the weekend song. And sometimes, you know, I'm like, yep, that's what expected. And every once in a while, I get...
going out of left field, it throws you.
Surprised. And I wasn't expecting to hear Fat Joe singing about New York. And as a result, spilled my coffee all over the goddamn place. So anyway, today's off to a great start. It's going to be a good show, believe it or not. I just need some coffee. That's like a...
It's
all over now.
And it's all over the schedule.
And the good news is, if you're watching along on the live stream on the YouTube, well, then you can enjoy all of the dumb things that we do off the air and the visual things that happen while the show's going on. And if you're ever listening and you think, Those two idiots sound distracted a lot. Now you can see why we're so distracted all the time. But you know what, Allie? As Jake likes to say, it's going to be fine.
It's fine.
That's right. It's going to be fine. Today's going to be a fine-ass show. And some people are even arguing that his mentality about his relationship being fine in the early stages is potentially the healthiest way to go into any relationship ever. And this guy, who definitely sounds a lot smarter than we are, he may even be some sort of a professional therapist, left a very interesting message about the concept of things being just fine as opposed to being great or being amazing, and that everyone is looking for greatness. Everyone is looking for this
is
an unforgettable experience. Even meals sometimes. You know, the concept of going out to dinner and it being like a fine meal, people think that's a fail. They're like, it was fine, but I don't know if it was worth going out for. Fine is everything. Listen to this guy.
Start all over. Hey, this is a call about Jake's conversation yesterday. I just heard it on the, the pre-broadcast, and how things are just fine. I give him a lot of credit for that, because I think we spend a lot of times in our relationships comparing to previous times. Hey, when we started dating, God, we used to do this, we used to do that, we used to do that. And your relationship compared to your first 2, 3, 4 months will always fail, because you're not having sex 10 times a day. You're not going to Vegas just because it's Tuesday, and you're not going to the Caribbean because it got down to 45 degrees last night. So I give him a lot of credit in that if he keeps his relationship at a nice even keel, whether they last 2 months or 2 years, their relationship will never seem like it's losing steam. It'll always be good, or in his case, fine. Keep up the work, guys.
So here you go. That's the concept, is rather than trying to compare to how things used to be, the goal, remember how much fun we used to have, all those fun things? If you just...
Yeah, it sucks from the beginning.
If you just said it, oh, sucks, that's a bite. Now you've taken a real downgrade from fine.
Yesterday, it's fine.
Yesterday, and from having sex 10 times a day.
Yeah, yesterday you said...
It's fine. Now today, it is fine.
Now today you're saying it sucks?
It's fine.
Look, I think that this guy has a point. That's what definitely a more jam-packed it's fine than yesterday.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's got a lot of heat to it. Is it over?
No, it's not over. It's fine.
Whoa.
Okay. Dude, that does not sound good.
It's fine!
It's a very different fine than yesterday.
Yeah.
But I do think that this caller has a point, and it's funny that the examples he gave are whether or not Jake lasts 2 months or 2 years. There was no forever in there.
Forever's not.
But
yeah, he's being realistic.
I will say, some of the relationships that I had that I thought were like, oh my God, I love this person, we're going to be together forever, like, it did fizzle out pretty quickly.
Sure.
My wife now, when I met her, I did not think it was going to last.
Right.
I was...
That's the key. You got to start on fine.
I was just like, this is going to end any minute, because on her profile, she said she was bisexual. I was like, this girl doesn't know what she wants. And yes, there are bisexual people in the world, but I was just, you know, she's going to flip-flop on me and all that. I had bad experiences, and now look at us.
Yeah.
Now
we're fine.
Now things are fine.
It's fine.
That's right. Now you're fine.
I'm with Jake.
What an uplifting way to start today's show. Just let's go ahead and make today the finest day you've ever had. You need us, the interaction can begin immediately at 800-520-1067. Call, text, happy Friday. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's Friday morning. There's the good news, even better news. K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas, the big announcement yesterday. All the bands will be there, and hopefully you will be there as well. People are already starting to freak out about tickets, saying that we did not make it clear when those tickets are available. And are they sold out yet? The answer is... there are no tickets to buy right now because they're not even on sale yet. A week from today is when the on sale starts. So stop freaking out. I get it. You want to go. You want to be there for the Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Beck, and Jimmy Eat World. I'm sure there's many I'm forgetting because the list was very long. I've got it right here. Let's look at it.
That's a lineup that's definitely not just fine.
Sublime, Franz Ferdinand, Royal Otis, AWOL Nation, Alinda Lindes, Baby, and, of course, you. And, yes, I know that you want tickets. I get it.
You guys, I want to get some goddamn acoustic freaking Christmas tickets. When do they go on sale? I didn't hear any date when you guys announced it.
We did say the date. A week from today, I think at Ticketmaster.com, probably at noon. That's usually when things go on sale. Of course, if you want to win them from us.
We'll probably at noon?
Probably.
I think.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we have this information.
Sure, it's written down there somewhere.
I mean, are you kidding me? Bah. 311, bah. Sublime, bah. Pumpkins, bah. Everything, bah. Hitting, bah. You guys, dude, what's going on, man? You guys are pulling big names now, dude. Liking it, dude. Kevin Klein's got the pull now, huh?
That's right.
He's using his celebrity influence, dude. His Quincy Jones hookup. He's using his Quincy Jones hookup to pull in the big ass. Love it.
All right, listen. I had nothing to do with any of these
bands. Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, yeah. and Michael Jackson.
I had nothing to do with this lineup at all, nor did I reach out to my former good friend who's now passed away, Quincy Jones, and asked
to help with the lineup.
He didn't ask. He didn't give us any of the bands either. I think it would have been very different genres.
Yeah, I think that would. But it would have been a good lineup.
It would have been, but, you know, he was always into some weird stuff, weird jazz stuff, these acts he'd find playing subway stations in France, and he would be like, you got to hear these guys, they're the best.
And then it'd be a random group of Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, well, there was that, too. I mean, it was a whole mix of stuff, but he did not have anything to do with this lineup. But regardless, yes, you're excited. I get it. A week from today, tickets go on sale. You'll get sick of us because we'll be talking about it nonstop. But the good news is the show is almost a month away, almost exactly, so as a result, you only got to hear us talk about it for a month. And then it will be a distant memory.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. 661 is, I think, a newish listener because they said, what word is Klein saying in the weekend song after Are You Ready for the Weekend? Are you ready for the...
No, that's not
that
the
part.
One. No, that's
no.
not the part.
No. Are you ready for the...
Rear end.
There you go.
I don't really know what that means other than the fact that Friday is technically the rear end of the week. And as a result, that song song was put together very quickly. If you're new to the show...
Inside the Mind of the Artist.
That is an anthem that we play on Fridays.
How do you know that was song? That might have taken the Crystal Method guy weeks to do.
Okay, I'm saying
how do you know it was put together?
My version of the song, the original, which doesn't play very often, the OG version of the song, the one that I present.
There was no effort or thought put into
thank
that.
You.
Oh, come on.
Do it for me.
He made an effort to rhyme.
Yeah, it rhymed.
I guess.
Weekend with Rear End.
And when people would hear even the original, that's the updated version that Crystal Method took and made way better. But the original version, which I presented to you guys when I said it was easy to create a happy song that would put people in a good mood, every single one of you was in a good mood after you heard the song.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was so terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I didn't say why you'd be in a good mood.
Doesn't matter why.
Sometimes you watch an old person fall over, it's funny, you have a good laugh. It's not it's a good thing that happened to them, but for the rest of us, it's funny.
Yeah, you can hate watch things and hate listen.
Sure. So the original song did put you in a good mood. The guy from Crystal Method just made it way better.
Yeah,
and now
we
play it on Fridays, and it puts people in a good mood.
Well, yeah, it's definitely way more listenable after he remastered it. It's the remastered version, but I am a purist when it comes to the OG. I do.
And one of these days, now that we have all these cameras cooking in here, we'll have to do a legitimate behind the music of the original making of the Weekend song and how it started.
You guys want
to
hear it?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Give it to me.
I do not.
Yeah, here we go.
We don't. It's not about that Monday or Tuesday.
Wow.
No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday, forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
Oh my God.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday's where it's at. And Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Hit the beach or hit the mall? Go out with friends, do nothing at all.
All right, that's all enough. Right. I can't take no more, man. Oh,
what
my
are you
God.
Talking
dude,
about?
I don't know how he took that and made what he did with it. What he? Oh, man. How did
that's
he create that
That's
how
why
that?
Omar has so much respect for the Crystal Method.
Wait, because
I don't know how that seeming pile of crap was turned into.
Because you're so off, man.
So
like, how much work? Yeah.
You think that this version is that much better than the one that we just heard?
Because, oh my God, Head and Shoulders above better. Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I hear the whistle's a little bit improved because he used some sort of a horn or something. But
you could like auto tune with whistling.
Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday.
Look at that, you're in time there.
He did some magic.
Forget that voice.
A lot of magic. All the magic.
How did he strip away that horrible song he's playing in the background?
Are you ready for the rerun? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
trash.
Thursday, Friday,
forget about that.
Friday, Saturday, where is that?
Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
I'm going to say samesies, guys.
So much better.
Samesies.
No.
You got to take a quick break. $100 of Allie's cash up for grabs if you want it. It's a Pick Your Poison Friday. You can battle anyone on the show for $100 of Allie's money. And all you got to do is call us now at 800-520-1067. We will pay the people, and we do it next right here on K-Rock. Five questions, $100. The rules are simple. Just do better than Allie, usually, and you get $100 richer. Or in this particular case, on a Pick Your Poison Friday, you can battle anyone on the show. And that includes the very emotional Jake the Nerd, DJ Omar Khan. You can take on Allie. You can take on Postmaster Johnny, the handsome dummy. Or perhaps you'd like to battle Vanessa, who's currently in Colombia, we believe, probably in a bathtub with her organs being harvested.
Yeah, but we'd have to call her to find out.
We'd have to call her, and, you know, she's interesting because she's one of these people that put on the out-of-office
Yes, email. I know, but she's not.
She's, but I hate the people that do that. They put
it's
on
like
the,
she does this aggressive, I'm out of the office, but then she's responding to all of her emails.
Right.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Go enjoy Colombia. Yeah. What are you doing?
This whole out of office, get a response from that back. I will be away from my computer. I'm leaving the country. I'll probably never return. And then followed by 3 seconds later. Yes, I'm looking into it. I'll get to you right away.
Exactly. So
let's say hi to Jared in Long Beach, who would like a shot at $100 of Allie's money. And I don't blame you. It's not a lot of money, but it's something. Then Jared, welcome to Allie Knows the News. How goes it?
Going good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Who would you like to battle in this exciting Friday Pick Your Poison edition? You can battle anyone on the show.
I want Johnny, the postmaster.
He is a real dummy, that guy.
Win $100 so you can buy booze. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
So Allie will leave the studio and Johnny will enter the studio as soon as you do your five questions.
In the studio, the K-Rock studio, someone's gotta know the news. Wee, yum, bum, boy.
Oh, wow.
A wing away, a wing away.
Beautiful song.
What a throwback.
What a song. Thank you. You can always leave your DIY theme songs on the GOAT line if you dare. 844-956-GOAT.
Did you still say I need to leave the studio?
Yes. That
Why?
Was a personal preference. Personal preference.
I don't stink. I showered last night.
You can sit right
where
you
are. People on YouTube requested it.
Yeah, the people.
God damn it.
Get out of here.
The people, you can see that?
The people watching the stream have asked for you to please leave the camera frame, and I understand why. All right, Jared, hold on. Let's get into your round. Johnny is sequestered in the back. He can no longer hear these questions. Answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately, and you're more than welcome to play along. Let's see how you would have done had you been playing for $100 right now. Jared's round of Allie Knows the News, the Johnny edition, starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
This troubled celebrity's Beverly Hills mansion is not selling because potential buyers find it, quote, icky and overpriced.
Let's go with Ricky Gervais.
We go to question number two. Build-A-Bear is now collabing with this other animal for a new workshop experience in Los Angeles. Another chance to rip you off by charging you more if you want to put a heartbeat or a smell in your kid's bear or whatever it is. Who is Build-A-Bear collabing with now?
They're going with the elephant.
Just
the
going
elephants?
With the general
elephant?
All elephants in general?
Yeah, you said animal. I'm going with elephants.
All right.
You know who we should collab with? Elephants.
Elephants. They're all the rage. We could charge more because they're bigger. Question number three. Due to the mountain fire, a ban on this has been issued. What is no longer allowed anywhere near the mountain fire?
Alcohol.
Question number four. You will now be able to order and be served this at Disneyland's Star Wars Galaxy Edge for the first time.
Beer.
And finally, a man by the name of Elwood Edwards died at the age of 74. Elwood Edwards is responsible for a three-word phrase that every single person knows, iconic phrase. What is the three-word phrase that this man is responsible for that just died?
I got nothing.
I got nothing. That's a great guess. great guess. All right, let's hold
Do you
on
think
one
Johnny
second.
Johnny will know that last question.
Johnny will not. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's been made fun of enough in Family Guy over the years that maybe he would. But
also, it was everywhere.
Don't say anything else. Hold on,
Johnny.
Johnny's entering the studio now.
Yeah,
hey,
but Johnny,
Johnny
wasn't allowed to watch Family Guy. Yeah,
oh, that's right. He was not allowed to. But yep. But you watch it now, right?
No, I didn't even watch it now. It's too silly.
You're afraid you're going to get in trouble?
I feel like
it's
too
silly. Because it's SpongeBob is not.
It's too raunchy, and it's like, bro, these are cartoons, like with adult jokes.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird, bro.
I saw this meme the other day, and it said, how is it that the generation that is the most offended by everything is the generation that was raised on South Park and Family Guy?
Yes.
And but of course, Johnny didn't get that. All right, here we go. Question number one. Johnny, let's see how you do. You're battling Jared right now. It's Allie's Money Up for Grabs. This troubled celebrity's Beverly Hills mansion is not selling because potential buyers find it, quote, icky and overpriced.
You said icky. That rhymes with sticky. So I'm going P. Diddy.
All right, Diddy. I like how you got there. He guessed Ricky Gervais, but the correct answer is Diddy. Diddy's Beverly Hills Mansion. If you're looking for one, it's not selling. You can go ahead and throw in a nice lowball offer.
I love how the Matthew Perry one is like, yep, sold. No problems.
Yeah, they got no problem with the Perry one.
But the Diddy one, they're like, I don't know, the baby oil's weird.
Question two. Johnny's up 1-0. Build-A-Bear is now collabing with this other animal with a new workshop experience in L.A. Build-A-Bear.
Not a bear, because you just said bear. So it's got to be something.
Process of elimination. He's eliminating bear. This guy's a genius.
You have so many other animals to go through to eliminate.
Which animal is Build-A-Bear collabing with for a special workshop experience in L.A.?
Panda bear.
So you went with bear. After your whole...
What just happened here?
After your whole...
Is this the Twilight Zone? Are you for real right now?
Not normal bear.
You talked yourself out of bear and then landed on bear.
Yeah, because weren't panda bears like in the news recently and Allie doesn't like them, so like panda bears...
Okay, well, that's shockingly not right. He guessed elephant. At least he gave us a different animal. But the correct answer is kitty, specifically Hello Kitty. It's a Build-A-Bear Hello Kitty experience
to celebrate
50 years.
Yeah.
No, it's not a bear.
It's not a bear. Yeah. You're right.
We never said it was. We didn't say collabing with this bear.
Goddamn, Johnny is...
Am I going to have to give this guy $100?
You may have to.
Just might.
Putting up with this.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we go to question number three. Jesus Christ. Question number three. Due to the mountain fire. Due to the mountain fire, a ban on this has been issued. What has now been banned because of the mountain fire, which keeps on spreading?
Grills? Portable Gary Coleman grills?
Gary Coleman grills.
What was the guy's name? What was his name?
Are you thinking of George Foreman?
Yeah.
Why'd you give it to him?
Yeah.
What was Damn it, Allie.
Gary Coleman Grills.
Somehow that's incredibly racist. I don't know why,
no,
but it is.
No, that's his name in the show, Gary Coleman.
All right. The correct answer is, he's not totally wrong, actually. It's any wood burning at all.
What'd I tell you?
I don't think I'm going to accept that.
Grills don't have wood.
Yeah, I'm not going to accept that, but it's wood burning. You were close.
Uh-huh.
No one gets the point on that. Johnny's still up by one. Shock. Hey, by the way, Jared, I hate to break this to you, but Johnny is still up by one after you've heard such idiot. I mean, you've heard really the biggest idiot speaking. Here we go. Question number four. You will now be able to be served and order this at Disneyland Star Wars Galaxy Edge.
Is this the little Wookiee bucket that you can get? The little Chewbacca Wookiee bucket?
All right, he said beer, so he's on the board. It's alcohol now available, so you can now start drinking booze. So that's good, not a Wookiee bucket. And we go to question number five. It's all tied up. One question left. Elwood Edwards died at the age of 74. Now, this man has one of the most famous three-word phrases in the history of the English language. Everyone knows it. What was he responsible for saying? This is the death of Elwood Edwards, died at 74 yesterday. What was his three-word phrase that everybody knows?
What song did he sing?
I didn't say song.
Oh, my God. He said three-word phrase.
Three-word phrase.
The only three words I could think of is like, yes, we can. But that's like Cesar Chavez's thing, I think.
Nope.
It's
Rosie the Riveter.
That's Rosie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, Cesar Chavez said, yes, we can, too.
Okay. Is that what you're going to go with?
Si se puede.
Yeah, that's the English translation.
What?
Don't. Johnny, do you have an answer? Yes or no?
Elroy James.
The amount of people that have hit their head while watching this right now on the live stream, it's just a lot of people slapping their own face.
$100 to end it.
Yeah, the chat's going strong right now.
All right, Johnny, forget about the chat for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, can you please give me this answer? Three-word phrase,
I don't know.
Well said. All right. The correct answer, no one got that run right, is you've got mail.
That's the computer that says that.
No, that's
Gmail, dude.
That's not Gmail. It's AOL, and that was this guy originally who said it. This was the guy.
I never know that.
You've got mail.
I never heard that.
All right. Well, there you go. Jared, I don't know how to say this nicely, but you tied Johnny 1-1 after all of that.
I'll take it.
Okay, great. And unfortunately, you must now shamefully admit something over the airwaves of K-Rock, because ties go to the house and Allie keeps her money, at least for now.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Hey, there he is. All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for starting your day with us. Wow, that was something.
It was something.
An educational program, for sure. Actually, I'm going to play you a message after this song that I think will so eloquently sum up what we just experienced together. Then later this morning, the Dank Tank is back. It's the Thanksgiving edition of the Dank Tank, turning your high ideas into high profit.
It's the holiday season.
And we will fix your dating profiles for cuffing season.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On K-Rock. A little K-Rock history last year. Those were your headliners for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Offspring, after Chili Peppers had to push their set for a few months. That's why we gave you the March 2 redo. It's always exciting, unpredictable things that happen at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, got to announce this year's lineup. It is jam-packed with bands like the Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Jimmy World, Beck.
Royal Otis.
Some bands I've never seen before live, others that it's been a while. And then, of course, the band that has played more acoustic Christmases than any other, Jimmy Eat World. The complete lineup and details all up at K-Rock on the socials or KROQ.com. Of course, at Klein Alley Show. And if you're waiting for your tickets, they will go on sale a week from today. But I'm sure between now and then, we'll give you some pairs because we love you just that much and appreciate this message we received. I know this has been, as we've talked about, the last few weeks between Halloween, the Dodgers, election. There's just been a lot of emotions. Up, down, good, bad, etc.
Yeah, and my kids' playoff games.
Omar's kids' softball playoff games, which got postponed because of the fire.
Your kids made the playoffs?
They made the playoffs.
Hell yeah, Omar. They won both game number ones. Game number two tonight, baby.
No way!
What are you more proud of, Omar? The growth of this show over the past few years or your kids winning a playoff softball game?
Oh, my kids' games for sure.
All right, great. That's what I thought. So anyway, here we go. This is a message from someone that has been going through the emotions this week and has a message for us.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for being there for me on a pretty crappy day with the elections and everything. I wanted to stay away from politics and everything else, and you guys were there for me. I just didn't want to hear smart people talking about the election.
Oh.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for being what I needed.
So I think he's calling us dumb. I think that's what he's saying, is that every once in a while you need dumb in a healing way, and I think that we are the healing type of dumb, which I think is actually insulting, but also we will accept that.
But I think that it's, look, everyone does need dumb people, but there's a certain kind of dumb that's healing. And we are that kind of dumb.
So, if you are...
It's a fine line. It's a fine dumb line.
Right. If you're looking for that medicated dumb, you've come to the right show for that. This is Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love. And we've got a big show, which we'll tell you all about on this Friday, next on K-Rock. In your ear holes on 106.7 K-Rock and the podcast, in your eye holes, we are currently on YouTube. And now let's get to your news here on the world famous.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. All hail the Onion Queen.
All hail. She smells.
I showered last night, put on deodorant this morning, all right? Things are going well.
It's more about the amount of raw onions you bring into the workplace on a regular basis.
I have cut down my raw onion count.
Not to zero, you haven't cut it down to. You've cut it down from a lot to still a lot.
Hey, it's like the state of California. You got to get to zero, you know, in a few years. You got to work down to it.
By 2032.
Exactly.
You should commit that by 2045,
you'll be at 0% onions.
Zero onions. Right now, you're still a very high percentage of raw onions. Very high.
All right. It's been windy as hell all week. They warned us. They said that the risk of wildfires was high. For days now, the mountain fire has been burning, and they're hoping to make more progress today because the wind is finally dying down. But this is what one of the firefighters had to say about how the firefighting is going.
It's like trying to put out a blowtorch with a squirt gun.
That doesn't sound good.
Does not sound good.
Nope.
And I imagine when you're in the middle of fighting that, you're like, guys, what are we doing here? This is
get a super soaker, man.
Nothing.
What are you doing?
That's still not going to do anything. I've watched them try to drop the water, and it's like the second they release the water, and it's like thousands of gallons of water. It just like
It turns into mist.
It couldn't be less accommodating. It's almost like why even? I mean, the process of landing a chopper, filling it with water, taking up, getting right over the big flames and dropping it, and then just to know that
even if you've got tons of planes alternating, it's like boom, 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 boom. Yeah. 20,000 acres. I mean, you can't. I mean, especially with the wind the way it is, spreading so fast.
Not a good system.
No. But what is the better system? I feel like they've got a lot of. The process is pretty dialed in at this point.
You gotta pre-moisten somehow. You gotta figure it out.
I saw them doing that because I'm really close to Ventura County, and I saw along the sides of the freeway they were hosing down the guard, like the, on the other side of the guard rails, you know, all the dirt and all the brush there, just because they're like, if it spreads, we don't want it to, you know, torch the freeway. But 138 homes have burned down, which is terrible. Here is one lady who thought she was going to get lucky, and then she didn't.
First, it skipped us, and it started burning our neighbor's house past us. We thought we were okay. Evacuated anyway, and today came back, and the house was gone.
Oh my God.
And I know that's probably a weird feeling that you're like, oh man, it skipped our house.
She probably said that. That's why you don't talk, you know, it's like a real, that's a real mush right there. She said, oh, hey, luckily we were safe, hit the neighbor's house, but we're okay. As soon as you say that, the fire hears it. They're like, wait, go back.
I know, the husband's probably so mad.
Double back. Let's get
Linda,
that one.
Linda, goddammit.
I just had to say nothing. Just said nothing.
All right, there are some changes coming to Los Angeles after the election, but there's another change that's been underway for a while having to do with dogs and how many you can have in your place at any given time. As it stands now, and I didn't even know this was the law, in LA County, you can only have a maximum of 3 dogs living in your place.
What?
But, yeah.
I know quite a few violators of that rule.
Totally. I do, too.
3 is the number?
Yes, but because shelters are so overrun and they're over capacity right now and they don't want to start euthanizing animals, they're trying to change it to 4 dogs. So city council is going to be voting on this. But I was thinking, I don't think it should be number of dogs. Like, if there are small dogs, you can have, like, 10 of those things. You know, like, 10 chihuahuas
weight
in your house.
Dogs, really, combined weight of dogs.
Or, Jake, even better, is the smell of your place. If you walk in and you're like, ooh, it smells like, you know, a urine-soaked dog park, then you're like, hey, no more dogs for you. But if it doesn't seem like there's a disgusting, you know, over, like, it's just covered in hair. And
but some of these people are not, a lot of people that have a lot of animals, they're not people. They're animal people. And they're probably giving those dogs a better life than if they were sitting in a shelter waiting to be adopted or whatever.
Or there's like some hoarder who's like...
Or there's that. That's the one downside.
I'll save you and keep you safe. And the dog's like, no.
Dog lives their life under giant piles of garbage and old newspapers.
Yeah, or it's like Caesar Milan where it's like, I have this giant farm and there's like 20 dogs here and they're all living their best life. But like, I mean, you don't know the scenario. But,
and the dogs don't really know either because there's a homeless guy that lives near me and he's got a dog.
The homeless guy lives near you?
Well, he moves around a bit, but I've seen him because I recognize his dog. And he's got a dog, and that dog is probably not living the best life it could live. But for a as far as dogs...
But the dog's probably super happy.
Probably happy. I mean, I've given the guy money a few times, and I just always tell him, please make sure the dog eats. I don't really care.
Oh, I'm sure he...
He said, yeah, no problem. So he's got fresh cigarettes, though, and a cell phone. But regardless, I think he's giving it to the dog. Okay. I tell myself that.
So there are a few markers of success in life. Getting an award, getting your own bobblehead, a mural, and being a question on Jeopardy. All adequate marks of success. But when Jeopardy is making fun of you, does it water down that success? This was a recent answer given to contestants on Jeopardy about Super Bowl champ. And a lot of people are saying that this was a dig on purpose.
The T-Show in question 200. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a 3-time Super Bowl champ. Derek.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct.
What's wrong with that?
Who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend? Don't you feel like you'd be a little bit like, oh.
I think that...
You're banging Taylor Swift.
I think that currently he is more famous as a boyfriend. I don't believe that he was.
Yeah, but do you think he wants to acknowledge that, or do you think he doesn't care?
I think
Haters gonna hate. Shut up, you!
She makes a good point. God. I'll go with her. I mean, I think that
I'm so over it.
I don't like you.
I don't like you either.
But the reality is that...
Are you allergic to awesomeness?
Apparently,
Yeah, I think.
And baby, now we got bad blood.
Okay, thank you, Taylor. Jeez.
Clint Alley Show.
I love your show. I was there.
It's like Clint wanted to get to whatever he wanted.
And listeners call in and they rip on you too, and it's just all in good fun.
I'm sorry, dude.
Is like the sweetest little fairy.
We can't stop playing pickleball. It's the drug of choice.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
That's probably what it's like to date her.
You can't argue
with
that.
You can't get a word in. You're like, I just, right? Forget it. Let's just order.
Just gave up. What's the point?
Chicken tenders.
Welcome to your weekend. Happy Friday. Just
cheeseburger, fries, chocolate shake.
Shut your face. We got a decent hour planned for you, I think.
Hey.
That's right. Taylor, tell us all about it. What do we got?
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
You know, the frustrating part is every time Omar plays it, probably the ratings somehow spike.
Yeah, totally.
Like, probably this will be our highest rated 5-minute chunk of radio ever, just like, because of the amount of Taylor that we've gotten
the
on.
The opposite of a trigger warning. Everyone's like, yes.
Yeah, get it on.
Finally.
This hour on the show.
I am obsessed with Taylor.
Goddamn, that's my own daughter now. I know you are. I get it. Love of Christ. This hour on the show, tell you some football games you could be gambling on this weekend. Perhaps a guy that's even more famous as a boyfriend than as a football player.
Hilarious.
Klein's Lines, we'll get to that. Johnny Doesn't Know Time. And other stuff that's happening. If you need us, 800-520-1067 to call and to text. You can enjoy the show with your ears or your eyes because we're streaming on YouTube as we speak. Just go to the K-Rock YouTube page. You can see what it looks like in the studio. And are we every bit as disgusting as you pictured in your brain? That is a good question. Couple of interesting questions here, comments, I guess, on the goat line. Someone wants to call out El Cheapo because yesterday you were breaking down all of the cheapest Thanksgiving kind of pre-assembled meals you could get, and now this is the year where every big company from Walmart to Amazon, the Whole Foods, they're all saying, look, we'll feed your entire family at $2 a person, $3 a person. And this guy claims that you missed the most obvious answer, Allie, for how to cheap out on Thanksgiving this year.
Hey, as the Uber Eats delivery guy, I had a great idea for your Thanksgiving deal. First off, you don't bother celebrating Thanksgiving. Why do you want all the people around arguing about politics anyway? What you do is you go to these stores after Thanksgiving is over, and you get that Walmart or whatever that you have to cook because it's going to be half off. You're going to have a lot left over. Then you call your old relative who has nobody left to cook for. Mm. You know, you say, hey, it's your Uncle Jim or Aunt Jane or Grandma. You know, I've got all this food and the kids are hungry. And can you come by and cook it for us? So that old relative is a kitchen warrior. They'll come over. They don't want you in there. They want to do it all themselves. And they'll cook the food up. And there you go. You just save money and effort. That's how you do it. Don't worry about celebrating Thanksgiving. Just get the food the next day when it's half off. That's when you buy it.
He's talking about the post-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving, where you've already going into it at half off, which is kind of smart. I would have thought El Cheapo would have come up with that.
Well, you know what? I have considered having a day after Thanksgiving just because of the affordability. And
everything
also
drops.
If you think about travel, if you're going to visit somebody for Thanksgiving, right, why not travel on the day after Thanksgiving?
Shift it. Drive on Thursday when the roads are open.
Yep.
And then Friday, you still got that Friday. Friday's your feast. You didn't realize you bought everything at the store half off. It's kind of smart. That guy could be the new El Cheapo for the show.
You could be Black Friday Thanksgiving shopping.
We got lots going on this hour, and we get to it all after some Paramore on the world famous K-Rock.